The Robin Hood Virus. Chapter 2, The Team, Device, and Location. We have assembled a very knowledgeable and loyal team consisting mostly of former military veterans who know the value of protecting each other's backs. They have served in Iraq, Vietnam, Afghanistan, the USA, and the Pentagon. Both their military duties and their civilian duties involved computer programming, or network setup and analysis, or database creation and maintenance. We all have a current mission to help eradicate hacking and the damage that is done by hackers. We have occupied the computer networks of various government agencies including the IRS, the FBI, and several district attorneys' offices. We are monitoring these systems to find companies under surveillance for fraud, or other illegal activities. We are currently in the process of reviewing various companies, individuals, and countries to establish a schedule of computer entry. When we find violators, we will enter their computer systems and cell phones to determine the improper activity and assess a proper penalty. Our team consists of Team Leader RJ, a former hospital controller with an intricate knowledge of computer hacking techniques and methods who has been programming computers for over 40 years mainly in healthcare. He has written systems for hospitals, nursing homes, medical clinics, and medical and dental offices. He also programmed one of the first electronic medical billing systems in the country. He has reconstructed computer systems after severe virus attacks and has been instrumental in designing and developing antivirus software programs. He is a consultant to many firms requiring virus protection and virus eradication programs. Software Engineer. Paula, our software engineer, has 35 years experience designing and developing business applications. She has extensive knowledge in designing database systems for efficient, secure operations. She also has experience writing and testing antivirus software for large entities. Network Security Specialist. Paco, our network security specialist, has been actively involved in protecting vital government military installations both in Iraq and here in the United States. He has implemented antivirus network protection and the tools to determine intruders and their location. He has supported security operations for an academic enterprise, the U.S. Army, at a forward operating base in Iraq. He constructed and monitored very large wide area networks to prevent intrusion. His background and experience more than qualifies him for manager of cyber warfare. Hospital Administrator. Duck is a retired hospital administrator with 38 years experience in small rural hospitals who will head our medical services division. He has defined proper business conduct for the medical service industry and that he will oversee the entry, the verification of business practices, and planned corrective action if business violations occur, rates too high, etc. The Medical Services Division will also oversee the World Rural Hospital Corporation, WRHC. Database/Web Developer. Trent, our database/Web Developer, has 25 years experience designing and developing very sophisticated index methods for storing and tracking various business operations. He has written complex web pages for various clients in various vertical markets. Telephone Network Engineer. Pablo is our telephone network expert who has been designing and developing telephone networks and software for the last 15 years. He has installed numerous, very complicated, telephone networks all over the world. Language, Linguistics Expert. Rob, our language expert, is proficient in several languages including Arabic, Farsi, and most languages in the Middle East. He has designed language conversion programs that we will use to monitor conversations of suspected violators. Our team leader has had a desire to develop a secret, backdoor device that could be used to break into any computer, anywhere in the world without detection, and down through the years the team leader has constructed various models and tested them successfully. This has brought him to this point in time where the current devices have been working, without detection, for the past 4 years. We use our team members, working in their desired vertical market, to discover private, corporate, and governmental hacking, foreign and domestic, by entering various large computer networks to extract or divert resources for humanitarian purposes. We have invented a group of computer devices and cell phone devices that does just that. We have entered the computer systems of suspected individuals, companies, and governments engaged in illegal activities with spectacular results. We have established offices throughout the world in the most desirable vacation locations chosen by our team members. They will spend 6 to 9 months at each location before moving to another location of their choice. We established a non-profit foundation for each team member in order to receive our anonymous donations for operating expenses. The team leader will operate the network operations center from the basement in his log home in Arizona. All of the daily operating specifics will be handled using encoded emails. We set up data encryption for transferring data communications. We have developed a very complex encryption algorithm. There is no known cryptanalysis of our algorithm. Because of the need to ensure that only those eyes intended to view our sensitive information can ever see this information, and to ensure that the information arrives unaltered, our security systems encode the data prior to encryption. We have also developed codes for critical information, dollar amounts, people, team members, locations, weekly progress, and new ideas. Our team has the necessary hardware and software to perform all of the necessary intrusions. They are able to be very productive in any and all locations. Our security team is continuing to enter into the computer systems of large corporations to determine overpricing, product monopoly, business coercion, hacking, and dishonest activities on behalf of corporations, politicians, and foreign governments. When we find illegal or improper activities that are conducted by these entities, we will extract money and resources and divert it to the non-profit endeavors that we have previously identified and make those donations in a predetermined time frame. We will also warn the offending entity if the illegal or improper activities continue, we will extract more severe penalties. We are continuing to enter various networks and we perform our tasks without detection. The results of these intrusions will be divulged in further chapters. We continue to enjoy the occupation of the computers that we have entered. There is no way to determine who we are, how we entered their system, or what we are accessing in their systems. We have developed an extensive package of computer programs that will enable us to modify hacker software. The modifications include: 1. Publishing their IP address of all hacked computers. 2. Logging all computers that they attack. 3. Nullifying all negative impact of the hacking attempt. This will allow us to have a log of all of their intrusions so a severe penalty can be assessed. We hope that once the existence of this anti-hacker software is made public, that eventually hackers will be dissuaded from hacking. We will make the penalties extremely severe. We will obtain IP addresses of suspected hackers from the computer systems of Homeland Security, the IRS, the FBI, existing hacked companies, the Defense Department, and the State Department. That will give us a very good starting point on which base our initial intrusions. We will describe the results of our hacker intrusions in a later chapter. One of the devices that we have developed is used to determine the exact location of the target computer system. We have a checklist of computer systems that we will enter. We will enter each system on our schedule. Once in the computer system, we will create, modify, delete, and email documents as necessary to accomplish our mission. We keep a log of all systems we enter, including the entry specifics, task, operational specifics, results obtained, and reactions of the system owner, if any. The Network Computer Invasion System, NCIS, consists of several software programs and several pieces of hardware that are used for various coupled processes that determine a target, locate its exact coordinates, execute the mapping program, determine the extent of the network, log node addresses for entry, connect to the nodes simultaneously, perform basic functions to determine proper business conduct and take appropriate action. The data will be logged to facilitate the re-entry into all of these networks. We have established a very extensive set of conditions to guide us through computer entry, evaluating business operations, and setting the standards for proper business conduct based on the type of business and the violations that are occurring. We utilize our scanning alert system to identify prospective violations. We have also established a set of dollar penalties based on the type and severity of the misconduct. We have developed a formula for offshore dollar transfers and which charities or organizations to donate to on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. We conduct our activities from our operations center located in an underground bunker, NOC, in the basement of a large log home, owned by the team leader, located in the mountains of Arizona on 10 acres with 500 feet of lakefront property. We designed the secure bunker with these features. 1. We built it in the right location, quiet, picturesque, and ultra-secure. 2. We have redundant utilities, electricity, water, voice, and data. 3. When we built the log cabin, we designed the basement to have foot-thick walls and foundation. We designed our network operations center to have the utmost flexibility for data storage, transmission, and flexibility. We have designed our data storage with 2 RAID drives, 15 TB each, a standalone server that we can access remotely from our desktop, multiple mirrored drives that are hot swappable from the front of the cabinet with 8 GB of DDR2 dual channel memory and high speed 64-bit quad processors, a 64 GB desktop that we use to control the server, and a 14-foot 55 LCD video wall with 16 screens capable of displaying 12 companies each and including interactive touch. We designed this video wall in order to instantly control up to 182 network intrusions at the same time. We have written the controller software to display a different background color on each of the display screens depending on the severity of the violation. A light red background is most severe and requires immediate attention. Backgrounds such as light green, light blue, white, and magenta denote the severity of the violation. It makes the viewing of the surveillance data much easier to monitor. We wrote our video software to monitor all of our current network incursions that we determine to be critical and take the appropriate action when needed. We have established the monetary limits to assess violators based on the severity of the violation. The more severe the violation, the more money we assess to the violating country, company, or individual. We have conducted our incursions from this network operations center for about 2 years. We recently decided to take working vacations in various parts of the world. The team members perform their functions from their chosen locations all over the world. Some of the offshore locations include Waimanalo, Hawaii, Belize, Cancun, Paris, Rome, Barcelona, London, Maui, Hana, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Sydney, U.S. Virgin Islands, Vancouver, Rio de Janeiro, Zurich, Edinburgh, Montreal, Prague, Crete, Bora Bora, Budapest, Maldives, Cape Town, Accra, Norway, and the Bahamas. The team members will use a copy of all our developed software and log into our network operations center in Arizona from their location to conduct business, as usual, to access, evaluate, and penalize the target individuals, companies, or countries they have chosen based on their area of responsibility. We have set up non-profit foundations for each member to draw salary from, and we donate anonymously to those foundations. We fund their individual operating accounts with offshore transfers from various offshore accounts. The team leader will operate the network operations center from his log home in northern Arizona. All of the daily operating specifics will be handled using encoded emails. We utilize data encryption for transferring data between team members in whatever location they happen to be working. We have developed a very complex encryption algorithm. There is no known cryptanalysis of our algorithm. Because of the need to ensure that only those eyes intended to view our sensitive information can ever see this information, and to ensure that the information arrives unaltered, our security systems encode the data prior to encryption. We have also developed codes for critical information, dollar amounts, people, team members, locations, weekly progress, and new ideas. We will extract information, obtain passwords, emails, ledgers, accounting reports, and insert documents including emails, currency transfer requests with authorizations, purchase requests, and general ledger entries without detection. Using their encryption keys, data about the target's VPN configurations, and Adobe signing keys, we have the ability to sign .pdf documents as if we were the owner of the key. The Network Computer Invasion System, NCIS, will allow us to do anything in the system that we deem necessary. There will be systems and procedures created to process all info gained from each incursion, how to decipher it, how to categorize it, how to proceed if the data meets the criteria as to importance, develop and execute a plan to gather information on specific companies, use the information gathered to discredit these companies if they fail our proper business conduct tests, modify banking records and cause disruption in those companies, transfer funds to the master offshore accounts to be distributed to other worldwide accounts for distribution to our pre-designated non-profits and needy causes, divulge confidential information when necessary and put these companies on the run. We have established divisions within our company to match the expertise of our partners. The partners and their divisions are: team leader, monitors the network operations. Software engineer, political division. Network security engineer, cyber warfare combat and tactics. Hospital administrator, medical services division. Database/web developer, commercial division. Telephone network designer, develops and installs cell phone monitoring software. Language, linguistics expert, worldwide terrorist activities. Our hardware and software networks are set up so the various partners will select the various companies, entities, or individuals to monitor in their respective divisions. That information is transmitted to the Network Operations Center in Arizona. One of the several displays will constantly monitor the company, entity, or individual. When the parameter limits are exceeded, the predetermined actions are instituted. The entity is warned, resources are extracted and forwarded to our offshore accounts, and the entity is monitored in the background. This system has worked extremely well. We are currently monitoring 182 entities in the background for repeat offenses. When there are repeat offenses, the predetermined actions are again instituted, the background color is upgraded, and this time the penalty is more severe. There is no way to determine who we are, how we entered their systems, or what we are accessing in their systems. We have successfully entered several computer networks and we continue to occupy most of the computers that we have entered. Key elements of each of the particular systems are monitored on our screens to identify repeat violations and assess additional penalties. Diversion total to date $102 million, donation total to date $94 million.